Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's a special show. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. It is indeed a special show. We'll get to that in a second, but let me fill in some details about last week's challenge. I said start with the phrase Mel's Diner. Change one letter to an A, then rearrange the result to spell two words you might see on a door at a diner. What are the words?
Well, you helped me out with this a little, but if you change the R to an A, you can rearrange those letters to spell men and ladies.
Yes, you indeed can do all of that. And Ian, as you said a minute ago, it is a special show. It is our 100th episode of Any Questions.
Congratulations. As I always say, it is your show.
It is our show. To honor this milestone, I thought we'd look back at the 99 categories we've done so far. So we started off with colleges, then there was doctors and repeated initials and Vermont. All right. Since it's our 100th show, I've brought some questions about hundreds.
All right. And let me say this before we run out of time. Here's to 100 more.
Yes, I agree. The Hundred Acre Wood is the home to Winnie the Pooh and his friends and is frequently visited by Christopher Robin in stories by what author?
It's A.A. Milne.
A.A. Milne is right. And Christopher Robin was named after Milne's own son, and Winnie the Pooh was partly inspired by one of his stuffed bears. Hundred Islands National Park, actually comprised of either 123 or 124 islands, is located in what Southeast Asian country? Itself an archipelago comprised of over 7,100 islands.
I will hope this is Indonesia.
Nope, the other one.
Is it the Philippines?
Yes, the Republic of the Philippines. And the difference in the number of islands I mentioned in the question is the difference between high and low tide. The period of a presidential term, now commonly called the first 100 days, was originally used to denote the time following what president's first inauguration on March 4th, 1933.
That was FDR.
Yep. That was the time when he implemented many of his programs as part of the New Deal. A United States $100 bill features a portrait of Benjamin Franklin on the obverse, hence the slang term Benjamin. What Philadelphia building is on the reverse of a U.S. $100 bill?
Independence Hall.
It's called Independence Hall. That's right. And finally, the American Film Institute has twice ranked, once in 1998 and again in 2007, what it considered the 100 best movies. Citizen Kane was number one both times, but the movies at number two and number three switched places. Name either of those two movies.
I will guess Gone with the Wind?
Nope.
Casablanca?
Yes, Casablanca's one. Can you get the other? I would have thought you would have gotten the other one first.
Is it Godfather there?
Yes, the original Godfather, right. In 1998, it was Citizen Kane, Casablanca, the Godfather, and then in 2007, Citizen Kane, the Godfather, Casablanca. Well, Ian went 3.5 for 5 this week. I guess I would have expected him to do better since he's done this almost 100 times by now. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Think of a 10-letter word starting with P associated with the number 100. Change that P to an I, and you can rearrange the result to spell a hyphenated term for a relative. What is the word, and who is the relative?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, episode 101, this same time next week.
We will see you then.